going here now. Okay, for the record, remind me of your name and your title with NeoFax, please.
So my name is Joel Van Dyke, and my title at the agency is that of resource worker.
And you're paying special attention these days to foster parenting.
Yeah, so we are hosting an event this Friday, and so we are putting a focus on foster parent recruitment.
And what kind of event is that on Friday?
It's going to be a food drive slash barbecue at the independent grocer.
Okay, so food drive for whom? For the food bank or for your foster families or who?
So it's going to be a collaboration between the food bank and the Foster Family Association Ontario Northeast. So we'll be seeking non-perishable food items, cleaning supplies, and hygiene supplies for the food bank, and also accepting cash donations.
And I guess as important as that all is, you'll be recruiting foster parents as well.
Yes, so we will have both foster parents and agency staff present to answer any questions so that, yeah, we can provide as much information as possible for any individuals that are curious about what it is to be a foster parent or what the process is to become a foster parent.
What is the need right now for foster families?
Well, the need is pretty significant. Just in our catchment area alone, we've seen a dramatic decline over the last 10 years of available homes. If I pull up my figures from from October, we have 33 resource homes in our catchment area. And across the province, there's been about a 33% or 30 plus percent decline in resource homes.
What is your area?
Yeah, so our catchment area for NeoFax covers from Hearst to Cobalt.
And up to the coast? Or just along Highway 11, basically?
Yeah, the Highway 11. The coast would be covered by Paiucatano.
Oh, okay, good. So how many homes are you in need of right now?
In 2022-2023, we had it combined between foster homes and kinship and care homes, which follow the same licensing standards. We had 53 homes compared to approximately 10 years prior, 85 homes. So we've seen a steady decline. So really, I don't know if I can put an exact figure on the homes we need. We would just, we are in significant need for homes, especially for children with complex needs, sibling groups, or older children, let's say, you know, 10 years old or older.
What is kinship and care?
So kinship and care, that will be rather than a child residing with a foster parent, which is more than likely an individual that they do not know, it would be then to live with an individual that's familiar to them, be it a family member, family friend, or a member of the community. And the biggest differences between a kinship in care or kinship out of care placement are the in care placements are still subject to our foster care licensing standards.
And are they only temporary until you find a foster home for a child or children?
A kinship and care placement, it can be a matter of days, weeks, months, or up to years. It depends on the needs of the child and the availability of the caregiver.
All right. Remind me when your barbecue and food drive and recruitment drive are?
So the food drive will be on Friday, June 4th from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening.
Okay, at the Independent.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like this planned for the rest of your catchment area?
So we're using this event as kind of a launch in Timmins because we're also going to incorporate some materials from the Ontario Association of Children's Aid Societies. They have recently kicked off a There to Care campaign, which is their province-wide recruitment strategy. So we're going to be using, I guess, their materials with our event in Timmins, in the hopes that we can then have similar events in our other communities like Cochrane, Kapuskasing-Hurst, or New Liskeard, Englehart, down in the south.
So keep an eye open, keep an eye and ear open, might be coming to your town.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Anything you want to add to any of this, Joel?
No, I think, you know what, the only thing I may want to add is just the biggest push that, or the biggest message that we've been trying to put out in terms of foster parent recruitment is that we are, again, not looking for one specific type of individual or family. We are open to individuals, couples of basically all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds. So really, if you have an interest in supporting children in your community, by all means, stop by, ask questions, or even contact our agency directly at 705-360-7100.
Is sexual orientation a factor?
No, absolutely not. We welcome everyone and anyone who expresses an interest.
The thing is caring for and loving the child.
Exactly, yes.